He didn't see Jonas Wade when he came into the saloon, but that was no surprise. It was a little early yet. The saloon keeper was also a gambler, and he would probably have a game going later. Conrad thought that he might sit in on it. He had never been much of a poker player, but he needed something to distract him from the troubles with the railroad and the confused mess that his personal life had become. Getting a beer at the bar, Conrad carried it over to a table and sat down. He nursed the drink for quite a while. There were a few townsmen in the bar, but most of the men wore the rough garb of miners. A dozen or more mines were located in the mountains not far from Ophir, so Conrad wasn't surprised by the miners' presence. Without the business that the miners brought in, this settlement probably wouldn't exist.
Hello, honey. Remember me?
Of course I do. We spoke last night. I don't believe I ever heard your name.
No, I don't reckon you did. It's Abby.
Well then, good evening, Abby. It's good to see you again.
You want another one of those?
You know, I believe I do.
Conrad hadn't had any supper, and he wasn't that used to drinking, but if the first beer had made him feel good, it stood to reason that another one would make him feel even better. Abby went to the bar and was back in just a few minutes with another full mug of beer. As she bent to set it on the table in front of Conrad, one of the miners at the next table suddenly leaned over.
Hey now, that's one hell of a nice ass you got there, gal.
Abby jerked forward at the unexpected slap, and the mug slipped out of her hand. It hit the table and overturned, dumping all its contents right in Conrad's lap. He scraped his chair back and jumped up, furious and mortified at the same time.
Keep your damn hands to yourself, mister!
Spitfire, eh? Well, come here, Red. I want to take you upstairs. I bet a redhead like you's got freckles all over.
Oh, let go of me, you bastard!
Yeah, you're full of fight, all right. Just the way I like my gals. Ain't nothing more fun than taming one like you.
The lady asked you to let her go.
What the hell? I don't see no lady here. Just a saloon whore.
Let go of her.
The miner looked down at Conrad's beer-soaked trousers.
And why do you reckon I should listen to somebody who can't even keep from pissing all over himself?
That was the last straw. Conrad had long since stopped thinking about what he was doing. It just felt so damned good to be confronting a simple problem directly, with no negotiation, no glib talk, no highfalutin Eastern air.
Piss on you, you son of a bitch!
Conrad had always been rather muscular, and the punch packed enough power so that the miner was thrown backward and lifted completely off his feet. The stunned miner landed on the floor in the middle of the wreckage as his friends jumped back, yelling in anger.
Get that bastard!
Abby stuck a leg out and tripped him before he could reach Conrad. She snatched up a drink tray from another table and swung it over her head, then brought it down on the man's skull with a ringing impact. The man sprawled out, knocked senseless. But there were still several of his companions, bent on handing Conrad a thrashing. As they came at him, he knew he should be scared, but for some reason, he wasn't. He had once heard Frank comment that barbarism was the natural state of mankind. There must have been some truth to that, because he certainly felt barbaric right now. Conrad stepped closer to the man who had thrown it and hooked a punch into the man's midsection. Conrad brought up a sharp left that clicked the man's teeth together and glazed his eyes. His enemies were all around him, so Conrad began to flail wildly at them, knowing that whoever he hit had it coming. He was only vaguely aware of hearing someone shout,
"Hey, it's a bug! All you Brandon men, come on!"
As more miners threw themselves into the fracas, it quickly went from a small, isolated fight to a full-fledged brawl that threatened to engulf the entire saloon. Conrad was in the middle, swinging punches right and left, absorbing the punishment being dealt out to him. He tasted the salty tang of blood in his mouth and didn't care. When someone bumped into his back, he twisted around and started to throw a punch.
He's holding, Mr. Brown. It's me, Bob Elkins.
Conrad held back his fist. He recognized the man as one of the foremen from the mine his company owned up in the mountains.
Elkins! Is the whole crew here?
Damn near.
How are we doing?
We ain't giving hell to those Tarleton men.
Tarleton?
Yeah, didn't you know? The first fella you laid out was Ned Cameron, the foreman up at Tarleton's mine.
So, this combat was primarily between Browning men and Tarleton men, eh? Conrad liked the sound of that, and he liked the way his employees had jumped into the middle of the fight on his behalf. That was loyalty for you, by God. He wouldn't let them down.
Let's go clean up those bastards!
I'm with you, boss!
They stood back to back, the wealthy young man from Boston who owned the mine, and the brawny miner who toiled there, and their fists wreaked bruising, bloody havoc around them. Eventually, though, someone grabbed Conrad from behind, pinning his arms.
Let me go! Damn it, let me go!
Take it easy, boss. We done whipped them all.
Oh, okay.
The saloon looked like a tornado had struck it. Busted up tables and chairs were scattered around the room. The bloodied and battered forms of men lay sprawled in the wreckage, moaning softly in their pain. Half a dozen miners were still on their feet, and although they looked to be on the verge of collapse, they still had the strength to grin at each other triumphantly. Conrad recognized all of them. They were his men, his warriors. Conrad felt a pang of regret as he saw Jonas Wade stepping tentatively through the debris, a devastated look on his face.
My saloon! My beautiful saloon!
Jonas, don't worry. I'll pay for all the damages.
Conrad, you were part of this?
Part of it? He started it! Deck that son of a bitch Ned Cameron just as pretty as you please.
Don't blame Mr. Browning, boss. Cameron was being a jackass as usual, and he wouldn't let go of me. That was after he made me drop a full mug of beer on Mr. Browning.
For a moment more, Wade just looked around and shook his head.
It's mighty kind of you to offer to pay for all this.
I insist.
But if you were defending one of my girls, then you're not to blame, even if you threw the first punch. Getting your place busted up is just one of the problems of running a saloon, I reckon.
How about this? Make all of Tarleton's men pony up for their share, and then I'll make up the difference in whatever it takes to put this place back right.
Well, that's still mighty generous of you, but I might just take you up on it. I haven't owned the big nugget for long, and I don't have a lot of operating capital.
Then it's a deal.
Oh, your mouth's bleeding, Mr. Browning. And you really ought to get a wet rag on that eye of yours before it swells up any more. I'd be mighty pleased to take care of you, if you let me.
Sure, Abby. Thanks.
The fight had knocked all of the cobwebs out of Conrad's brain. He was thinking clearly now, for what seemed like the first time in ages. He knew what he had to do. He didn't know where his father was at this moment, but he hoped Frank was having as good a night as he was.